You're listening to Catholic Chicago on WNDZ 750 AM. During the next hour, the Archdiocese of Chicago brings you programs about the people, events, and issues that touch our lives. Welcome to Catholic Chicago.
Dare to Love, an archdiocesan program with the Archdiocese of Chicago. And Dare to Love is a program that cultivates vocation awareness here in Chicago. This is your host, Sister Lavina Frances Pamet. I'm a Franciscan Sister of the Sacred Heart. With the Office for Religious, I'm the coordinator of Religious Vocations Ministries. And I also serve as coordinator of CAVA, which is the Chicago Archdiocesan Vocation Association. CAVA, as we have served for almost 40 years, we are celebrating our anniversary. As of August, we were founded in 1979. And today, we have a very special guest, one of our board members who has served for 6 years and longer than that has been a member of CAVA. And this is Sister Michelle Vincent Fisher, a sister of the Holy Family of Nazareth, currently living in Des Plaines, Illinois. Good morning, Sister Michelle.
Good morning, Sister Lavina.
And I am so glad to have you here because I am missing my usual co-host, Sister Mary Kay Brooks, who is a school sister of Notre Dame who lives in Dallas. She got elected as part of her leadership team. And she probably will not be able to, because she will be very busy helping lead her community, she probably will not be able to join me as a co-host. And so I have asked the different members of our board members and some CAVA members to help me out and perhaps even be co-host if maybe a different person every month, or we shall see. Things are changing, and so we're always open to new things. But welcome, Sister Michelle. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
With that, we were actually having a bit of a conversation before this. And as with religious life, also with our daily life that are always changing, as I said, there are things that are always new. And Sister Michelle just shared earlier that there are some new things going on in your community and with yourself. So tell if you could share that with the listeners and some of the things that probably are not quite sure yet, that's okay. But in general, what are some of the exciting things that are happening?
Well, we've had several new initiatives in our community in the past several years, and one of them definitely involves vocations. We have had, over the years, we've had regular discernment weekends. We have a retreat house in Grand Prairie, Texas, and we're close to the University of Dallas and several other universities, and we seem to be drawing a number of young women to come to these discernment weekends. So there's definitely been an increase in interest in discernment and in religious life. And so several years ago, first of all, I was a vocation director for the community for 7 years, and then I was elected to community leadership, still with involvement in vocation and formation ministry. So I was blessed to be part of a process to work toward the creation of a house of discernment where young women could come and simply spend time with the sisters, not as necessarily preparing for religious life, but having a space and a place to just look at their lives and to slow down a bit and give themselves time to discern. So we were talking about it for years, and we're happy to, very happy to say that we've had a very gracious pastor from Richardson, Texas, who has offered a house on their property, St. Paul the Apostle Parish in Richardson, has offered us this house to open up this house of discernment, and that will be happening at the end of September. So we're real excited about it, and I just found out that I will be one of the sisters going to that house.
That's great.
I will have the privilege of working with four young women who are not just discerning life, they're actually discerning religious life, but I'll have the opportunity to journey with them, and so I'm very excited about that. So
you're saying that right now you do have young women who are on their way to discerning towards joining your community, but at the same time you're also opening this discernment house to welcome others who might not be sure. They're just discerning, or they're just trying to perhaps look at what is it that they want in their lives. Is that right?
That's correct.
So when you do that, really, just like with the mission of CAVA, it's not specifically providing an opportunity for men and women, especially for CAVA, because we do discernment for everything. For young people, I think it's very important to remember that, first of all, we want to accompany our young people, and including adults who are just finding their way towards getting to know Jesus Christ and their personal relationship with God. And sometimes in these moments, it's important to just open it up and say, we will help you and accompany you and perhaps provide some skills in discernment, meaning trying to look at what are your options and then how can you grow spiritually, and then perhaps choose in what way you can respond to God's call, because that's where we begin, right?
Mm-hmm. I think a big part of the discernment puzzle for a lot of people is the opportunity to listen to your life. Several years ago, Parker Palmer had a wonderful book called Let Your Life Speak, and it really, regardless of religion or spiritual practice, I think all of us can benefit from letting our lives speak to us. And that can only happen when we cultivate an environment where we can have some kind of silence, some kind of time for reflection, some way to look and say, what has my life experience been so far? And who are the people that are part of that experience? And what are the things that have helped me to become the person I am today? And then where will that lead for the future? I think so many times we don't have the space or the time or the understanding of how important that is in our lives, regardless of what our particular vocation might be or in what way God may be calling us. So I think that's a real foundational piece.
Right. And sometimes I think, especially for young people who never really learned in terms of when they're being invited to do some things, it can be pretty scary, especially when you're young and you haven't really made any decisions. Prior to that, usually the parents would make the decisions for you. And then later on, it can become scary because you might feel a call to something, but you don't know quite yet just what, right? Mm-hmm. And so I think even high school, college level students sometimes find themselves, oh, I just need someone to listen to all these feelings. This holy restlessness is what I like to call it. What about you, Sister Michelle? How has your vocation journey been when you were young yourself?
Well, for me, it started very young. I was actually in the third grade. I was about 8 years old. And I went to a Catholic school for the first time. I started off in public school. And it was there that I met sisters for the first time. and I was curious about them, and they invited me in. I was helping a first grade teacher in her classroom, and it was through those daily encounters of cleaning chalkboards and helping grade papers and putting up bulletin boards that I got to know this person. And then through her, she introduced me to other sisters, and next thing you know, I was doing things like cleaning the convent and running errands for the sisters. And I was an only child, so for me, this concept of sisters was something very different. And I saw how they related to one another and how they were happy to be in each other's presence. And it wasn't just when they were teaching in school. I had the gift of being able to see them at home in their home life and how they treated one another. And it was very, very attractive to me. And it stirred something within me as a young girl that said, I don't know what it is, but whatever it is, I want to be like them when I grow up. And I was blessed to have sisters in my life ever since that time. But that was a real initial attraction, that peace and relationship.
That's wonderful. Yeah. I think that's what we are meant to be, is to inspire others for their future. Why don't we take a short break, and then when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about some of those things that we need before we even get to that point where we decide, I want to join a community.
Sure.
We'll be back.
Here I am. Did I hear you call my name? Here I am.
We invite you to watch Catholic Chicago this weekend, featuring a conversation with Cardinal Blaise Cupich and video highlights from across the Archdiocese. Here's host Todd Williamson.
We'll talk to Cardinal Blaise Cupich about the recently passed abortion legislation in Illinois. We'll hear from Father Greg Boyle, whose mission is to confront the culture of violence. And we'll introduce you to the newly ordained priests for the Archdiocese of Chicago.
Watch Catholic Chicago Friday at 7 p.m. on Chicago Loop Cable, Channel 25, and Sunday afternoon at 3 on the Comcast Network, Channel 100.
Hi, my name is Craig. I was homeless for 2 years, then I met Miss Ramona, a case manager at Catholic Charities. She found a place for me to live and is helping me with a resume and finding a job. I feel safe and away from the gun violence I know too well, having been a victim of it. The more I meet with Catholic Charities, the better I feel. They have changed my life. They're called Chicago's Good Samaritans, but to me, they are turnaround experts. Care to help? Visit CatholicCharities.net.
Imagine spending a week in a beautiful lakeside setting where you can pray, reflect, and learn more about the treasures of the Bible. This wonderful opportunity can be yours at the annual Summer Scripture Conference at the University of St. Mary of the Lake Mundelein Seminary. Notable Christian scholars from across the United States will present this year's program, According to the Scriptures, focusing on the relation between Old and New Testaments. The four major speakers will look at the Old Testament as Jesus lived it and how Jesus fulfilled it in the New. The Summer Scripture Seminar will be held Sunday through Friday, June 23rd through the 28th. Stay for the week or sign up for sets of three lectures. For details, call 847-837-4558 or go to summerscripture.org. The Summer Scripture Seminar offers you spiritual renewal and inspiration with people who share your passion for the Word of the Lord.
Who are you, God, and who am I? What are you calling me to be?
And we are back. This is Sister Lavina, and with me is Sister Michelle. We have been talking a little bit about discernment and how Sister Michelle's community, the Holy Family of Nazareth, has this huge opportunity to open a discernment house in Texas. Now, tell me again, Sister Michelle, where is Richardson, Texas again?
Richardson is north of Dallas. It's in a northern suburb.
And how now? I'm remembering, I think, because my new friend, Sister Edita, who was my classmate in July when I went to MOC in San Antonio, she was taking Spanish, and we were classmates in one level, and so we would practice with each other. And she said that she lived in Grand Prairie. How far is that from Richardson?
About 30 minutes.
Okay. And then when you were talking about your discernment and how the, I guess, the exposure and I guess the experience of being with and helping the sisters back when you were in third grade, around 8 years old, so that's a pretty early age. The women that you are thinking of opening up this opportunity to discern and perhaps live and have that experience with the sisters, how would that be? Like, what age are you thinking of? And can you just provide that background? Maybe if there's a listener out there who could maybe join you in Richardson, that would be great.
Mm-hmm. I believe right now most of our younger people are in high school or college when they might first hear about religious life. Many of our young people have never experienced actual religious men or women. They may have seen it on the internet. They may hear about it on TV. And so it's important that they have the opportunity to get to know us a little bit. And in other cases, we've had women who did grow up around religious and have had a history of relationships. So it's both ends of the spectrum. So I think it's important to recognize who are the people that come to us. There are some who read about us and are very attracted by our what we call our mission or our charism, the way we act and operate in the world and what we have to offer. And so, again, there are people that come seeking that. So it's a variety of people looking at a variety of things. Mm-hmm. And so we have to provide experiences for them.
Yeah, because you mentioned when we were talking also earlier about your Come and See weekends. Tell us more about that and what happens and how can, because this is not just in Texas, right? You can actually join in any of those Come and See experiences from different places all over the country, correct?
We do operate them in different places. We've had most of our successful weekends in the Texas area. It seems that there's a growing interest. Part of that stems from our sisters being present at large gatherings of young adults, for example, Seek, Focus, some of the Steubenville youth conferences that have attracted a number of young people. And so we try to be present in those places where we can encounter people, and many times that's their first encounter with us. So these are young people that may attend conferences all over the country, but then we try to bring them to one of our weekends. So we've had people fly in from different parts of the country. In Philadelphia, we've also had some weekends. And sometimes it's not just our community that's sponsoring this. This could be multiple communities working together. But the idea of having a come-and-see weekend or a discernment weekend is really important to give people the time and space to get to know us.
Right. And in April, CAVA actually hosted a combined men and women discernment weekend, and we had four people who were able to come in, some because of the weather. I think that was part of that April freaky weather where the St. Louis folks that were supposed to join us could not because they got snowed out, unfortunately. So it was too dangerous for them to travel, to drive over to Chicago. So that was a bit of a disappointment. However, the four people that we had and Sister Michelle, you were part of that because I know you worked hard on helping with the planning and getting ready for the young people who were able to join. And that was quite an experience because we learned a lot as vocation ministers trying to serve the discerners, and the discerners themselves learning about different communities was really helpful for them.
Mm-hmm. I think a big part of that whole experience was storytelling, you know, whether it was the four young people talking about their own life experience and their personal story, or whether they were hearing stories from the religious that were there. And sometimes the greatest storytelling happens at the dinner table or at the breakfast table or when we're playing games or doing something fun, that we just begin to share pieces of our life. And a good discernment weekend offers windows for people to just look at their lives. Like I was saying in the beginning, that so many times we live in such a fast pace that we can't keep up with our own life and our experience. And I think a discernment weekend offers two things. It offers some silence in prayer. Usually we spend some time in adoration before the Blessed Sacrament, some time in communal prayer, but also time around the table. You know, we'll sit for an extended time at meals or have a recreation where there's just sharing going on so that people can listen to those stories.
Right. And so the Come and See is a good way. We will be talking in the next segment something else, more on the service level. And then perhaps, Sister Michelle, if you can talk about that for our listeners. So don't touch that button. Stay with us. We will be back.
Here I am. I come to follow you.
We invite you to watch Catholic Chicago this weekend, featuring a conversation with Cardinal Blaise Cupich and video highlights from across the Archdiocese. Here's host Todd Williamson.
We'll talk to Cardinal Blaise Cupich about the recently passed abortion legislation in Illinois. We'll hear from Father Greg Boyle, whose mission is to confront the culture of violence. And we'll introduce you to the newly ordained priests for the Archdiocese of Chicago.
Watch Catholic Chicago Friday at 7 p.m. on Chicago Loop Cable, Channel 25, and Sunday afternoon at 3 on the Comcast Network, Channel 100.
Do you serve your parish as a cantor or extraordinary minister of Holy Communion? If so, Liturgy Training Publications is offering online formation this fall that will deepen your understanding and practice of your ministry. From the cantor's tune-up to preparing to serve as an extraordinary minister of Holy Communion, there is a workshop designed to meet your needs and enrich your ministerial experience. There are three options available for cantors and psalmists, and three offerings available for communion ministers. Take one or take all three. For dates and registration information, please visit ltp.org or call 1-800-933-1800. That's ltp.org or call 1-800-933-1800.
And we are back. This is once again Sister Lavina, and my guest is Sister Michelle. And during the break, we were just talking about some of the things that CAVA and also Sister Michelle's community, what we do as programs that serve as opportunities for discerners. And going back to Sister Michelle, actually, it would probably take like a part two of the show to cover her whole vocation story. And I was just curious and asked Sister Michelle what interesting experiences you've had for discernment and as a sister.
Well, God gave me a great one right off the bat when I was exploring our what was called the affiliate program at the time when I was studying in college. And upon graduation, I had the joy of accompanying another sister to the island of Puerto Rico. So I literally went right from college to Puerto Rico, where I was able to live in community with the sisters and with one other young lady who was considering religious life. And so it was a wonderful immersion experience into their life, into a whole brand new culture. I was able to teach in one of the schools where our sisters were working, and really have an all-out experience of being away, being away from home, being away from family, gave me the time and the space. Plus, we lived in the mountains, and it was just beautiful on that island to really think and pray and look at the direction my life was going in. So I was able to spend 2 years there, and it really helped me in my early formation. It was a great experience.
That is really great. I myself was part of a mission team, instead of staying in one place for a while, for 2 years, I served and with the Redemptorists, and I always considered them my first community, but it was a community of men. But we were a mission team with a Redemptorist priest, and then there were lay people, including myself, and I was the English speaker. And then I started learning some Spanish, and you learned some Spanish as well. Mm-hmm. And I think this is where service and outreach is a great way as well to provide this discernment opportunity for folks, both men and women. And your community offers this service corps. Tell us more about that.
Yes, back in 2015, we established the Holy Family Service Corps. Many thanks to Catholic Volunteer Network and the Hilton Foundation for the grant for from Service to Sisterhood. We were blessed to benefit by that. And so over the past 2 years, we've had 8 volunteers at one of our places in Pittsburgh, Holy Family Institute, which offers a number of service opportunities for young people, including right now participation in the Journey of Hope program with unaccompanied minors. So it's really taken off nicely. But through the Service Corps, young men and women can work side by side, not only with the sisters, but with our lay staff. And again, it's really the opportunity to come together to live simply, to take a look at their lives, to realize how serving others really helps us to grow in our own life and in our own values, regardless of one's faith background or orientation, that we can really look within ourselves and see where we want to move in our lives. And so we're grateful to have Holy Family Service Corps. And I have the privilege of also working with those young people with retreats and some orientation work. And it's been a blessing.
And that's what it's all about, really. When we're talking about vocation, it's not just, you know, answering to, oh, what do you like to do and what career? It's really so much more than that and so much deeper. It's really a response to God's call. One other thing that we do, we only have 2 minutes left, but I didn't want to miss a chance to offer it to our listeners, is our online discernment program. And we have one for women, and we have another one for men. For the men, as far as I know, it's been scheduled for a regular, I think it's every second Tuesday of the month. For the women, they do a doodle poll, and then they try to see when people are available. But otherwise, if people, please spread the word, help us to provide opportunity for women to just call in. And all these programs, there are no strings attached. And so we provide that service so that people, especially young men and women who just want to know, what is my call? You can call me, Sister Lavina, at 312-534-5240, or you can go to our website, which is vocationscava.org or VOCATIONS. CAVA.org. And if you are interested in any of the programs that Sister Michelle and her community offers, you can call her, and that number would be, Sister?
At 847-298-6760.
Again?
847-298-6760.
And that's all the time that we have. Sister Michelle, thank you so much for joining me. I hope that this is not the last time that you would be able to join me. I'm sure you have other adventures. So wherever you are, we can always get together by phone or whatever. So, and I think you would be a great co-host. Thank you so much.
Thank
and
you.
God bless you
God
all.
Bless.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you. Have a great day.
My heart sings of the love that I found in you.
A love that dwells in all of your creation.
Sometimes I wonder what tomorrow brings.
Give me the grace to love and to be faithful, to be more like you.